On tonight's episode of Outwitcast, Rob Cesternino.
Six-time podcast award winner, podcasting about reality TV since 2010, and as Jeff said, the smartest player to have never won the game of Survivor. Welcome, Rob. Such a pleasure to have you on our show.
Hi, Gidget. How are you?
Oh, look, I am thrilled to be able to chat to you. Long-time fan, but you probably get that quite a lot.
Not that often.
Really? Oh, so you're right up there with Boss and Rob and Parvati for me. It's just top three for sure.
Oh, Gidget, please go on.
I've got a billion questions, could probably talk to you for 3 hours, but we've got about 15 minutes. So my first question for you is, who are your personal top three players of Survivor? I know mine, but who are yours?
Well, I would say that the top players, I give Boston Rob a lot of credit. I know people get on him because, oh, well, he played four times. But I just think in terms of all the different aspects of the game, I think in terms of having a ton of charisma, being great at the challenges, and then just being a strategic thinker or provider, that in my mind, I put him as probably the best. I think Kim Spradlin is another person. I know she's only played one time and you could really sort of nitpick the competition that she played up against, but it seems like that she played such a flawless game in her one time out there. And then I think you have to probably give credit to Sandra, who is the only person who went on to win the game twice. And it's very hard to look at the evidence and say that she shouldn't be in anybody's top three.
Yeah, I agree with that. A lot of people, I think, thought Sandra was a bit of a coattail rider in a way, but I agree with you. I thought she was very cunning in the way that she played, and you're not going to win this unless you've done some pretty good dealings within the show.
Yeah.
Having played Survivor twice with Amazon and All Stars and now having two sons, what advice would you give them if they eventually actually wanted to play the game?
Yeah, I would push my children away from going to go play on a reality show. And, you know, if that was their dream that they really wanted to do. But I like to jokingly say that, you know, these reality shows, I think, are for people who don't have anything better going on. That, you know, it's rare that you see somebody that's like, hey, I'm at the top of my game. Everything is going great. It's often people that are at a crossroads that seek out going onto these shows where I want to, you know, really change things up, and this is my chance, this is my once in a lifetime opportunity to go out there and to do this. So if they really wanted to do it, I think I would just tell them to, you know, to go out there and you know, have fun and, you know, try to take advantage of every opportunity. That and I think that some of my Survivor alumni, I do think, do want to push their children into going on to the show, but I'd like to see my boys go and, you know, have their own destiny.
Okay. Rob, if you could be on any other reality show, what would that be?
I feel like that Big Brother would be the one that I would really love to do. That's actually the one that I applied to be on in the first place, that I applied to be
really?
On Big Brother because, yeah, I'm not an outdoorsy guy. I don't go camping or know anything about like living outside. Here's what I know about living in a house and not going anywhere and talking to people all day in my pajamas. And that's what I excel at. That's what I'm good at. I don't want to go. I don't want to leave my house. Like I have, it's a good week when I don't have, when I like, oh boy, I haven't left the house in 7 days. This is good. So it would not freak me out. I'd get to be on a show all the time. I would love being on Big Brother. Although now that I'm older, that they stay up really late on Big Brother. And I wouldn't like that part. That would be the one part where I feel like that you have to stay up till like 3 o'clock in the morning talking about all the stupid alliances. But I would just want to go to bed and then like, all right, well, can we, you know, have this conversation over coffee tomorrow?
you'd be that one person in the Big Brother house with the earplugs complaining that they're not turning the lights off.
that really is the problem that, you know, really holds a lot of the older people back that go on to play on these Big Brother seasons. And they, look, well, maybe once in a while, but I don't need to be up until 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning every night talking about the plan.
Obviously, I'm very similar to you. I'm very much a housebound person. I like sleeping. I like watching reality TV. I'm not very outdoorsy. So I've always been curious because I've watched Survivor way back from the very, very beginning when Richard Hatch won. And I've always wondered what do you think is more of a threat in Survivor? Is it ultimate fitness or ultimate strategy skills?
I would have to say it's definitely the strategy skills. I mean, ideally, you'd like to have a little bit of both, and that'll help you out to be more of a balanced player. But, you know, we've seen people who go on to win the game who, like Sandra, who, you know, admittedly is not a threat yet as an athlete, but, yeah, you know, went on to win the game twice because she's cunning, where that there's not a person that we say like, oh my God, what an athlete, but an idiot when it comes to strategy, can't believe they won. That doesn't happen. So that person gets picked off, you know, everybody can see how well they do in the challenges and they become a target. So ideally, you don't want to be, you know, extremely physical because it ends up putting a big target on your back.
Ozzy, I always think of him.
Yeah.
If someone says who's the ultimate challenge machine.
Yeah, and he got close. He got close a couple times. Yeah,
he did. He just, you're right, he didn't have the strategy in place. So if he'd have teamed up with someone that was really highly strategic, I think, yeah, there was a chance. But he's always the first one that I think of. I always find it very interesting because in your season in Amazon, you were really kind of the first player to take on the get rid of the swing vote strategy.
Yes.
And it really worked really well for you. You got to final three. Are you surprised that strategy is not actually used in many seasons after yours? Because I've always watched the show and think that it's that one person that's like, oh, okay, the game's mine. I can go either way. And I'm like, get rid of them.
I was, you know, very fortunate when I played and had a lot of breaks go my way. But I think that one of the things that I did, and I think that more people should do, is think about like all of the different possibilities. I think that Survivor players sort of get sort of like a binary thinking of, okay, it's either this person, it's either this plan or this plan. And I think that, you know, you can sort of open things up a little bit more, thinking about like, well, what if it was this person? What if it was this person? What if it was this person? You know, what are the different ways that we could get to that? And people, you know, might say yes to a specific plan. So I think that I was looking at things like I was looking at my options a bit more than people were doing. And it was very early. And I will say that I do think that people think more along those lines now, certainly, than they did back when I played. But I think that being flexible about all the different potential ways you could go, I think is a very useful tool.
Yes. Well, they were certainly onto you in All Stars.
Yes. They were.
We don't trust that guy. He's gone.
Yeah.
If a movie about Survivor was made, what current actor would you like to play you?
To play me in the movie of Survivor. Well, is it who would I like, or who would be a good pick?
I think who would you like?
Okay. Boy, this is a tough one because obviously he has to be handsome, funny.
Of course.
Smart.
Yep.
In all seriousness, I have no idea. I used to get when I was younger that I look like Adam Sandler, but either he got old or I did. And I used to get that Jason Biggs looked like me.
All right. We'll make it, although Jason Biggs has not been relevant for a little while.
Well, neither have I, Gidget.
Of course you have. You've got a great podcast going.
Well, it depends who you ask.
Rob, thank you so much. Honestly, it's been such an honor to speak to you. Again, I'm a huge admirer of yours. And Rob, I've just got one more question for you.
Yes, Gidget.
Can I have your jacket?
Nope. Nope.
Oh, come on, Rob. Give me your jacket. I'm really cold.
Na, 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 na. Na, 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 na. Hey, hey, hey. Good.